If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Team Buck, happy almost Thanksgiving, the Wednesday, November 24th edition of the show. Okay, we've got some updates on the Waukesha mass murder by vehicle of Brooks, Daryl Brooks. We'll get into that. We also have Biden putting in a trucker vaccine mandate at international borders. De Blasio now saying in New York City there will be an MTA vaccine mandate. Want to ride a bus, the subway, vax passport time. And the Dollar Tree store is soon to become the $1.25 store. Thanks, Joe Biden. And maybe some closing Thanksgiving thoughts to send you all off for the holiday. And don't forget, I am in on Friday on radio, so please do tune in. I'll be on for 3 hours. Clay taking the day off. I'll be manning the ship myself. So please do tune in 12 Eastern this Friday. Black Friday show. I'll be doing it myself. For hardworking Americans, finding health care can be an expensive struggle. It can feel like you don't really have any choice at all. That's why I'm introducing our friends at One Share Health. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're a nonprofit dedicated to helping thousands of Americans find affordable health care and support their members' communities through charity and volunteer missions. Their ACA-exempt programs are perfect for small business owners, the self-employed, or anyone who's just fed up with the broken traditional healthcare system. Don't worry about ridiculous Obamacare mandates or penalties. Get the most out of your hard-earned money with healthcare for just $115 a month for you or $239 for your family. Get $75 off your enrollment fee right now when you use promo code BUCK. Call 833-230-4455 now or go to OneShareHealth.com for a fast quote in seconds. That's 833-230-4455 or OneShareHealth.com with promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K for your special offer. Live well, pay less. See how much you'll save and put the freedom of choice back in your hands. All right. Now we have the situation is exactly as I expected it would be with the case of the mass murder. They keep referring to it as a parade accident or a parade vehicular incident. No, no. It is a mass murder by vehicle of a Christmas parade. It was intentional. There's been a press conference now where they've told everybody, look, it's very clear this guy, it's very clear that the person in custody here, Brooks, decided that he was going to drive around barriers. He was going to drive around barriers and run over as many people as possible. So I'm just here to say we got to understand that Daryl Brooks wasn't, and I knew this from the beginning, but wasn't fleeing some other scene and just happened to start running over people. That's a lie. That was not credible when they said it. It is total BS. This was intentional mass murder where the killer wanted a maximum death toll. It is absolutely not fleeing from another event. Okay, Brooks wasn't evading some other incident. That was utter bullcrap. Some of us knew it at the time. He intentionally murdered as many people as possible. Now we're left to ask why. And I think the Democrat apparatus is going to delay that as long as possible because there's a lot of explicitly, viciously anti-white, anti-Semitic, anti-Trump stuff all over this guy's social media presence. I mean, if you had a white person who had done this to a parade that was overwhelmingly African-Americans, right? If this were some kind of a march, if this were, let's say this was an actual peaceful BLM protest, and a white guy with a history of saying that he is an utter racist who hates people of other races ran over intentionally as many people as possible at that BLM protest or that BLM rally, the media wouldn't hesitate for a second to say that this was a white nationalist attack. This was the worst thing that had happened since 9/11. This is all the analysis would be aligned with that right away. They would not delay. They would go right to it. And so you have to wonder, what does it take for them now? What do we have to know before they are willing to say that this may have been a racially motivated attack? Sure, this guy's crazy. He's a criminal. He shouldn't have been out on bail. And this is highlighting the left-wing lunacy of we don't want to punish people for too long, even for violent crimes. We don't want people to have to be held in detention until they have to see a judge. Let's let everybody out right away. This is crazy. And you're seeing it with the destruction of law and order in major American cities where they'll run into a store in San Francisco. They'll run into these places and steal everything in sight, knowing that they're very unlikely, the criminals are very unlikely to face any serious consequences for any of it, right? They know that. I mean, in San Francisco, if it's less than $950, you're not going to be arrested. Not going to be arrested. Well, that's pretty important information for someone to have, isn't it? I mean, isn't that pretty powerful stuff to know you won't be arrested in San Francisco unless you take basically over $1,000 of stuff. You're just going to get a citation. Who cares? So, yes, Daryl Brooks shouldn't have been out on bail. We all know that. But why did he do this? And I've seen this before when the left was always doing their sympathizing with and their hypersensitivity around jihad and jihadism, when there would be some guy who was engaged in a terror attack, who was Muslim, who was yelling Allahu Akbar, who had a history of extremist posting, and said, we don't know if this was a terror attack. And they would wait and wait and wait. I'll never forget, I actually was on, they brought on a retired LAPD sergeant. It was a woman. That's all I really recall about who the other person was. An African-American female LAPD sergeant retired. I don't remember her name, although it's her name. They brought both of us on. And I said, and I don't even remember the attack. I said, this most recent guy yelling Allahu Akbar and stabbing everybody with a knife and saying he's doing this for the jihad, I'm pretty sure he's a jihadist. The other panelist or the other analyst on TV with me immediately, she was in law enforcement, but had no background in terrorism anyway. Immediately said, that's not, we don't know that. And then about 30 minutes after that hit, the FBI finally came out because it had been a few days and said, yeah, no, it was terrorism. So, which was obvious, but and I actually felt badly for the other analyst at some level because she looked so foolish, but she was playing her part. CNN wanted someone to go on TV to say, we don't know, we don't know, we don't know. They delay it as long as possible. They hope that the news cycle is overtaken by other things because, you know, how many people even remember? You hear about January 6th in the Democrat media every 5 minutes. How many people remember that there was a shooting and an attempted mass assassination of conservative members of Congress a few miles from the Capitol building by a Bernie Sanders supporter? How many people know his name? How many people remember that incident? Very few. Why? Because the media decided that it wasn't important for people to focus on or think about for more than a day or two. And they're going to try the same thing with this. Now, was this domestic terrorism or was this just essentially an anti-white hate crime by Daryl Brooks? That, you know, there's some component of this that I can't answer definitively. And if I thought I could, I would tell you. But we don't actually know. But could it be that this was a mass casualty hate crime attack by Daryl Brooks? Yes. Could it be this was in response to the Kenosha verdict of Kyle Rittenhouse and a combination of Brooks being angry about things? There's always, you know, many factors. Anybody who does anything bad, you can start talking about their childhood. You can start talking about their disappointments in life. I mean, there's always many factors. But what was going through the mind when you're talking about the mens rea, when you're talking about the criminal state of mind issue during an attack? What is the primary motivators, which you have to go with? What really pushed this and made this something, a horrible mass murder that actually now the state of Wisconsin and the whole country has to deal with and try to recover from? So this is the way the media does things. They view this as not a story that is helpful to their overall narrative of, when I say the media, I mean the Democrat corporate media, of white supremacy is the biggest challenge and danger to America right now, and that we have to constantly sit around and be terrified that we're not spending enough time, enough of a focus on race and race issues. And so, and of course, there's no such thing as anti-white racism. Very important to the left. No such thing as animus or anti-white racism. That's not allowed to even be talked about. That can't be a thing because white males particularly are the oppressors. They cannot be somebody who in any way suffers for their skin color because people don't like them or because society is constantly attacking whiteness as a concept, which they are doing on the left all the time. Racial Marxists are trying to pull us apart. But this is why they delay and delay. Sometime next week, you'll start to see, well, there were a lot of factors in this attack, but maybe the fact that Daryl Brooks in Waukesha, you know, yeah, he had true anti-white animus and this was some kind of hate crime attack, but many things going on. They'll just let it, law enforcement, the people involved here, they'll just let it slip out sometime next week, you'll see. Among many factors, yeah, he wanted to kill as many white people as possible. That's a likely motivation assessment in my opinion, and you'll probably hear them say that next week sometime. All right, taking a break from that and news and all the rest of it for a moment here. Why do just four companies control 80% of the U.S. meat industry? Because big food crushes the little guy. Help change that with Moinkbox.com. Moink delivers grass-fed beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon right to your door, helping family farms become financially independent. Moink meat is even free of antibiotics and hormones. It's restaurant-quality steaks, can't be bought at the store. That's why I choose to have Moink delivered to my home. Seriously, I actually tasted the difference. Moink is so much fresher than what you're usually going to get in a grocery store. Once you try Moink, you'll see what I'm talking about. Join the Moink meat movement. Go to moinkbox.com/buck right now. My listeners will get free bacon for a year. It's one of the best bacons you'll ever taste. You'll love it. Only for a limited time, though. Spelled M-O-I-N-K, moinkbox.com/buck. That's moinkbox.com/buck. All right, so we have other things to get to today as well. You may have seen there is a Biden trucker mandate going to go into effect. This just goes to show you that my theory about Democrats, that they do the exact wrong thing, especially for the economy, but they do the exact wrong thing and then act like it's surprising when things go badly. this is, oh, we've got too many people want to come into America legally. Let's make it easier for them to come across the southern border, right? They do exactly the wrong thing at the wrong time. And this is the latest in the Biden administration in that regard. President Joe Biden will require essential, here we go, non-resident travelers crossing U.S. land borders, such as truck drivers, government and emergency first response officials, to be fully vaccinated beginning January 22nd. Senior administration officials said the requirement, which the White House previewed in October, brings the rules for essential travelers in line with those that took effect for leisure travels. Okay. So now we're going to have truck drivers checked at the border for their vaccine. Not illegal aliens. They don't have to get the shot. They get let into the United States because they shouldn't even be here, but they're let in. Legally, they should not even be on U.S. soil. They don't have to get the shot. I mean, why don't we just say, if the Biden administration was serious, why wouldn't they just claim, you know what, you got to get the shot or else you're not allowed to be here. You got to get the shot or else you are going to be immediately expelled under title, I believe it's Title 42 authority that CDC has the federal government to say, sorry, you're out. Well, because there are special rules for illegal aliens, as you know, because Democrats favor illegal aliens in so many ways. But this is just yet another policy where you have supply chain crisis going on. You are now going to make that substantially worse by possibly pushing a third of truck drivers to go on strike. Or, I mean, it depends on how many of them are going internationally, of course. But I'm sure a fair number of them either go to Mexico or Canada. And now if they don't get the shot, they're not going to be allowed to do that. This seems like a very, very bad idea, but they're full of bad ideas. In New York City, speaking of mandates, where I am, there's now going to be a de Blasio MTA mandate, it seems. That's the latest. Or he's at least urging Kathy Hochul to require vaccines for MTA workers. Okay, so for MTA workers, not necessarily for... Yeah, I was going to say, how are they going to do this for the subway? But why just the workers, but not the people on this? I mean, the whole thing, this doesn't make any sense. It's crazy. Vaccine mandate for all municipal employees. What's going to be really interesting is when they finally have to say fully vaccinated is whatever they claim it is at any point in time. I mean, now you have to get a booster to be fully vaccinated. If you don't get a booster, you're not fully vaccinated. So how does that work? What's the situation there? Oh, well, they haven't really thought about it very much. You know, the Drudge Report used to be a great conservative site, and it has turned into something else. But just if you just take a look at the current headline, because they do a lot of COVID panic stuff on Drudge. But if you look at the current headlines, given where we are with vaccine mandates and everything else that's going on, you might be willing to say to yourself, maybe what they told us is going to happen is not actually happening. Even in highly vaccinated New England, hospitals are suffering. Huh, why is that? Hospitals, not just cases now. Now we're talking about severe COVID. People are so vaccinated, I thought they'd all be fine. The EU, this is a headline, faces 700,000 more deaths by the spring. Germany mulls full lockdown and a shot mandate. Extreme measures in the EU. But wait, they have the shot and the vaccine and we have therapeutics. Nope. It's always the same thing. Don't you see? It always has been the same thing from the Fauciites, from the lockdowners. The situation is right now what it has always been, which is that it's never that their COVID plans failed. It's that we didn't do their plan hard enough. The only answer is and always will be that we failed to obey, and now we need more of what they wanted to do in the first place. What they wanted to do in the first place. That's always what it is. It's never that they were wrong. It can never be that they were wrong. It has to be something else. And your freedom, your liberty is always the casualty of this. You see it. I see it. This is not a good situation, my friends. It's only going to get worse here, too. And hospitalization set a record in Minnesota. These are just the headlines. Italy is going to restrict the unvaccinated. You look at all the things that are going on. Fauci says fully vaccinated, it may mean boosters now. So forever shots. Forever shots. Is this what they told us we were facing this spring? Oh, get the shot. It'll be great. You'll be fine forever. You'll be safe. Nope. They were wrong. They were so very, very wrong. It's appalling, but this is the situation. One more thing. Dollar Tree is going to be a $1.25 tree soon. I just think that's a perfect explanation of what's going on for the Biden administration right now. Even the Dollar Tree store is no longer a dollar. Thanks, Joe Biden. Printing money has consequences. Turns out it's a bad idea. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, friends. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation does such incredible work. You know, the worst terrorist attack to ever take place on our soil was 20 years ago on 9/11. 2,979 people lost their lives. Brave Americans responded. We all remember the images of firefighters, police officers, Port Authority officers, and so many others. Many even stepped forward to enlist in our armed forces. Since then, more than 7,000 U.S. soldiers made the ultimate sacrifice in the war on terrorism. They fought for us but never came home. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honored those men and women who gave everything by reading their names aloud for the first time ever in a new annual ceremony on Veterans Day this month. Tunnel to Towers is making sure their sacrifice is never forgotten. The Foundation's Season of Hope runs from this Thursday, Thanksgiving, to New Year's Eve. At least one mortgage-free home a day is being given away for 37 days to honor America's greatest heroes. Do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T2T.org. So there we have it. That is the show for today, pretty much. Thanksgiving. Hope you all have a very happy Thanksgiving, joyful Thanksgiving, a maskless Thanksgiving, vaccinated, unvaccinated, whatever. Folks, we all are on borrowed time. Just remember that. So enjoy the holidays you have with your loved ones, and don't let Fauciism ruin Turkey Day for you. I'm just going to be with my family. I'll try to post some things on my Facebook and Instagram, cute Tallulah videos and photos. Those always are. We might have all three of the Sexton family dogs in the mix, which would be Lila the Cavapoo, hypoallergenic for my brother's wife. Mr. Percy the Pomeranian. He's a very fancy looking little dog. And then Tallulah the 32-pound French bulldog. She's a chunk. So she'll be hanging out with us. And yeah, we're just going to have a very, very peaceful, restful day tomorrow is sort of the plan. I hope you all have the same. I will be in on radio on Friday and will be doing this podcast on Friday. So please do tune in. And that's going to be the show for today. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Turkeys and shields, hi.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.